This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabiyyina Muhammad. Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'd. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. I welcome our dear brothers and sisters in al-Islam. I welcome our students of the Arabic language. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail of the Al-Kawthar Institute and Imam Development Project, with you bi-idhnillahi ta'ala on this journey, learning the Arabic language. Why, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah? Because it's the language of the Noble Quran. Because it's the language of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because it is the language of Al-Islam, walhamdulillah. We are studying the text, Durusul Lughatil Arabiyyati Lighayri Natiqina Biha. Lessons in the Arabic language for non-Arabic speaking students, walhamdulillah. And this is the famous Medina Arabic series, Medina Arabic syllabus series, mashaAllah, walhamdulillah. And we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we say from the bottom of our hearts, alhamdulillah, all praises due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For what? For the fact that we have completed Medina Arabic book 1. And then we went on and completed Medina Arabic book 2, walhamdulillah. And bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, in this majlis, we begin with Medina Arabic book 3, walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, book 1 was easy, mashaAllah. Book 2 built upon the concepts in book 1 and got a bit complicated, inshaAllah. As for book 3, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, then these lessons are for those who are truly good students, inshaAllah. Those who make the effort, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, man ijtahada wajada, whoever exerts themselves and makes the effort, then you will see the result, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, walhamdulillah. Book 3, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, is, as is stated, a different game. It's a new ball game, mashaAllah. And so from lesson one, walhamdulillah, we are swimming not in the shallow end. We're not in the middle of the pool. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, we are swimming in the open ocean, walhamdulillah. We've reached that level now. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah. And we will move together, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, through Medina Arabic book 3, walhamdulillah. And we will conquer it, insha'Allah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, whoever seeks the path of knowledge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make his path to paradise easy for him. Man salaka tariqan yaltamisu fihi ilma sahhalallahu lahu bihi tariqan ilal jannah. Whoever seeks the path of knowledge, and the fact that you are studying, you are making an effort, you are listening to the audios, you have the book in front of you, you revise bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, you are on that path seeking knowledge, and in turn, Allah will make your path to paradise bi-idhnillahi ta'ala easy for you, walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, book number 3, lesson 1, very, very, very important lesson. We find that in book 3, many of the concepts that we've previously learned, previously came across, etc., all of these matters now get put into their place. Many of them also coming together. We might have learned something independently in book 1, something independently in book 1, lesson number 14, for example, something in book 2, lesson 7. Well, here now in book 3, all of these matters come together and we join them up so that we understand them properly, walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, Ad-Darsul Awwalu, lesson number 1. Al-I'rab wal-bina. Al-I'rab. I'rab, declension. I'rab, declension. Wal-bina. Bina means that which is built, that which is standing, that which doesn't move. Non-declension. Non-declension. So what is this? Al-I'rab, declension. Fancy word. Declension simply means here, like the words which change at the ending. Example, Muhammadun, mashallah. Then we can get a Muhammadan. Then we can also get a Muhammadin. Excellent. We can get al-kitabu, al-kitaba, al-kitabi, mashallah. Based upon a certain reason, based upon an agent, an amil, this word here will change. It will either be kitabu, kitaba, or kitabi, bilalun, bilalan, bilalin. So if it is as such, then we call it mu'rab. We say that it is part of those words that a mu'rab, declension can occur in it. Declension can occur in it. Jayid. So if it is maf'ul bihi, if it's the object, then it's mansub. It has the fatha for our understanding, al-kitaba. If it's the doer, if it's the fa'il, the doer, then for example, bilalun, bilalun, muhammadun, he is the one who did x, y, and z. If there was a harf of jar before it, harf of jar before it, alal kitabi, alal madrasati, ilal madrasati, something affected it, and so now it changed its ending. Jameel. So it could either be marfu' dhammafaid, it could either be mansub fathafaid, masha'Allah, or it could be majrurified, kasrafaid, masha'Allah. So that there is called mu'rab. Mu'rab, you can see the change there, masha'Allah, it can change, walhamdulillah. That's the better wording. It can change occurs in it, masha'Allah. Whereas, al-bina'u, al-bina', this is something built, something standing, something bina, yabni. This is like something which is built, a building. Doesn't move. You can do what you want. It will not move at all. Jayid. For example, Jamil. For example, ila, min, fi. These words here, they are mabni, and we will come across many others, insha'Allah, words which are mabni, that they are not open to any sort of changing, insha'Allah. Jameel, hope you've understood that. What we are talking about? We are talking about mu'rab, change happens. We're talking about mabni, doesn't change. You can put a harf of jar, you can put do whatever you want, it will not change, it's not open to changing, masha'Allah. Excellent. Now that you've understood that, we will be discussing, insha'Allah, with regards to nouns first. What are nouns? Things, objects, names, etc. He, she, Salman, Ilyas, Fatima, book, car. We will be discussing now nouns. Later on, we'll discuss this whole story in verbs. But for now, we are talking about mu'rab, change occurs. Bina, no change occurring at all. Non-declension in nouns. In nouns, walhamdulillah. Jameel, excellent. Al-ismu imma mu'rabun wa imma mabniyun. A noun is either a word which declension can occur, or it is mabniyun. We've already discussed, walhamdulillah. Fal-mu'rab. What is mu'rab? Mu'rab, ma taghayyara akhiruhu bisababil 'amili. That ma taghayyara, that which there was change, taghyir, there was change, akhiruhu, in the end of it, at the end of it. Why? Bisabab, due to al-amil. Amil is an agent. Something affected it, and so its ending changed. Jayid. Example, there was a verb, dhahaba, muhammadun. So muhammadun here, it's not muhammadan, it's not muhammadin. Why is it muhammadun? It's muhammadun because of dhahaba. Dhahaba was the verb, and so we needed to have a doer. Who is the doer here? The doer is Muhammad. And so Muhammad is marfu'. He's got these two dhammas there, masha'Allah, dhammatain. Why? Because it's marfu'. Why is it marfu'? Because it is the fa'il. What made it the fa'il? The presence of the verb. Because we had a verb, so now Muhammad is the one who did that action, and so he is the doer. Walhamdulillah. Excellent. That's one example. Another example could be, we have maybe a preposition before it, fi. We have a preposition fi before it, and so fil masjidi. So al-masjidi, it is majroor. Why? Because it is ism majroor. Because of the harf of jar before it. Excellent. Or for example, we have a noun which comes after inna. Inna allaha. Allah here, it is mansub. Allah is mansub. Why is Allah mansub? Because of the amil, because of the agent. What's the agent here? Here the agent was inna. Inna made Allah, the word Allah, to be mansub. Excellent. We hope you've understood that mu'rab ma taghayyara akhiruhu bisabab al-amili, that which the nouns which change at the end of them because of some agent, and there are many agents, many different agents or reasons why a word will be dhammafied, fathafied, kasrafied, better wording to use, various reasons for it to be marfu' or mansub or majroor. Walhamdulillah. They give you examples. Ja'a al-mudarrisu. Ja'a came. Ja'a al-mudarrisu. This is a jumla fi'liya, verbal sentence beginning with the verb ja'a. Ja'a al-mudarrisu. Who came? Mudarrisu is the fa'il, is the doer. Ja'a al-mudarrisu. So mudarrisu here is a fa'il, is the doer. And the doer here, the fa'il, the rule is always, the fa'il is always marfu'. And the sign that it is marfu' is that there is a clear and apparent and visible dhamma. Important. Because we will learn later on that with regards to the signs of i'rab, whether it's marfu', whether it is mansub, whether it is majroor, etc., there are various signs. We'll learn later. There are primary signs, clear and visible and apparent, and you can touch it like we just read now. Or there are also signs which are secondary signs. Secondary signs. We will learn about that. Secondary signs, you can see it there, but technically was supposed to be a dhamma, but there's maybe a fatha instead. This is a secondary sign. And we will also learn about estimated signs. There's no sign there at all. You can't see anything. It's not a primary sign. It's not a secondary sign. Rather, it's an estimated sign. It's a taqdeer, muqaddar. It is an understood sign. It's a latent sign. We just imagine it to be there. We can't see it, inshallah. So we will come to that. For now, just remember. Ja'a al-mudarrisu, came the teacher. Al-mudarrisu is the fa'il. Al-mudarrisu is marfu', and the sign that it is marfu' is that it has a dhamma which is zahira, which is clear, open and present. Walhamdulillah. So we say, ja'a is our fi'il, our past tense verb. Al-mudarrisu is our fa'il marfu'. Fa'ils are always marfu'. Wa'alamatu raf'ihi, and the sign that it is marfu', that it is rafa'a, that it is marfu', is that it has a dhamma. Dhamma al-zahira. A clear, explicit dhamma. Walhamdulillah. Excellent. So, dun. We find that brother Asif Mihr Ali, when he explained the various lessons, he spoke about dun. Dun is marfu'. Dan is mansub. And din is majroor. Easy way to understand, Jamil. So you have dun dan din. Dun marfu'. Dan mansub, din majroor, walhamdulillah. Number two, sa'altu al-mudarrisa. Sa'altu, I asked. Sa'ala, he asked. Sa'altu, I asked. So here we have the verb sa'ala in it. We have tu, meaning myself. So who's doing the asking? Verbal sentence. Who's doing the asking? I'm doing the asking. I am asking. Who did I ask? Al-mudarrisa. So here, mudarrisa is the object, is the maf'ul bihi. Sa'altul mudarrisa, sa'altul mudarrisa. So now it's not marfu', it's not dhammafied, it's rather fathafied. It is mansoob. So do you understand now? They are talking about i'rab, mu'rab, where the ending changes. Ending changes based upon its context, based upon its placement in the sentence. Sa'altul mudarrisa. So mudarrisa, this is mansoob. If we had to move on, we would say it is mansoob. It's the maf'ool bihi, maf'ool bihi. And because it's the maf'ool bihi, it is mansoob. It's the object, and so it is mansoob. وَعَلَامَةُ نَصْبِهِ. And the sign that it is mansoob is that it has a fatha al-zahira. It has a clear, explicit, present fatha. Walhamdulillah. Jameel. Next one. So technically, these are all primary signs. It has a clear dhamma for marfu, primary sign. It has a clear fatha for mansoob, primary sign, mashallah, the original ones. And then majroor. Salamtu, I made salam, alal mudarrisi, to the teacher. I made salam upon the teacher. I made salam to the teacher. I gave the teacher salams. Salamtu alal mudarrisi. I gave salam upon the teacher to the teacher. عَلَى الْمُدَرِّسِ. Why مُدَرِّسِ? First we had الْمُدَرِّسُ, then we had الْمُدَرِّسَ. Why now الْمُدَرِّسِ? Because here there's a عَلَى before it, there's a harf of jar. So technically الْمُدَرِّسِ is a ism majrur, is a noun which is majrurified. وَعَلَامَةُ جَرِّهِ. And the sign that it has been jarrified, the sign that it is majrur, is a kasra al-zahira. It is a clear and apparent and visible kasra, walhamdulillah. If you've understood that so far, ya Abdullah, ya Amatallah, then that's a lot, walhamdulillah. Then khair and barakah, and give thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and say, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, mashaAllah, jameel. Then they say to us, wal mabni, and mabni, what is mabni? Mabni doesn't change. Ma la yataghayyaru akhiruhu, that the ending doesn't change. Ma la yataghayyaru. La yataghayyaru doesn't change. Akhiruhu, its ending. Bisababil amili, because of an agent. The ending doesn't change, even though there's an agent there. The agent is working and he's trying to change it, but it's too strong. It is a mabni, it's a bina, it's this tall, strong building, and it cannot change. It is stationary and it is just sticking by its guns and it doesn't change at all. Nahu? Nahu means, for example, ja'a, came ha'ula'i, ja'a ha'ula'i, ja'a ha'ula'i. Ha'ula, we know, is the ism ishara, demonstrative pronoun. Came these ones, you're pointing to them, these ones came, ja'a ha'ula'i. Ha'ula'i doesn't become ha'ula'u or ha'ula'a or ha'ula'i. That doesn't change based upon all of these circumstances. It remains ha'ula'i, no matter what, under all circumstances. So we call it mabni, not open to the ending change. Not open to the ending of it changing. Ja'a ha'ula'i. So what would we do here? We will say that ja'a, obviously, is our verb, understood, walhamdulillah, is our past tense verb. It is our fi'il madi, past tense verb. And then ha'ula'i is our fa'il. Who came? These ones. They are the fa'il. So we will say ha'ula'i. It is our fa'il. And it is marfu'. Jayid, it is marfu'. But here, we don't have a clear and apparent sign that it is marfu or anything like that here. What we would say is that it is fi mahalli raf'in. It is fi mahalli raf'in. It is in the state. It is in the position. It is in the place of being marfu'. Fa'il, it is a fa'il. And it is mabni, mabni meaning it's not open to change. It is mabni upon the kasra. It will always end with the kasra, no matter what you do. It will end with the kasra. So it is ha'ula'i is our fa'il. It is mabni. It is stationary, standard. على الكسرة, upon a كسرة. في محل رفع, but in the place, in the position, in a state of being مرفوع. So here technically it is in the state of مرفوع, but it will not have a clear explicit ضمّة which our previous al-mudarrisu had. If you understand that, walhamdulillah khairan baraka. I repeat, جَاءَ هَؤُلَاءِ, the word هَؤُلَاءِ is not open to changing. We will say that it is فِي مَحَلِّ رَفْعٍ, it is in the state, it is in the position, it is in the place of being مَرْفُوع, inshaAllah. جَيْد. سَأَلْتُ هَؤُلَاءِ, I asked these ones. سَأَلْتُ هَؤُلَاءِ, هَؤُلَاءِ here, it is مَفْعُول بِهِ, it's the object. Supposed to have a fatha, supposed to be mansubified, but we will say because it is mabni al kasra, it is built upon, it's mabni, not open to change, and it has the kasra, it is in the state fi mahalli nasbin. Fi mahalli nasbin. Excellent. Salamtu ala haulai, I gave salam to these ones. Haulai, not open to change. It is mabni. It is not like على المدرسي. مدرسي is معرب, can accept the change. This one here is like one standard uniform. Whatever the circumstances, whatever the عامل, it will still wear the same. So we say that here, we say that هؤلاء, it is اسم مجرور مبني على كسرة في محل جر. It is اسم مجرور, اسم مجرور, it's a noun which has been مجرورified, but it is مبني على الكسرة في محل جرين والحمد لله. So I repeat, we talked about إعراب معرب, we talked about بنا, we gave examples of معرب where we read through جاء المدرس سلمت, سألت المدرس, سلمت على المدرس, we saw معرب change occurred. Then we went through مبني where it doesn't accept the change and it is in the state في محل رفع, في محل نصب, في محل جر, والحمد لله ما شاء الله تبارك الله. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, if you've understood that so far, then that is great. Walhamdulillah. Biiznillahi ta'ala, we will now be moving on to what? We will be discussing the fact that most nouns are mu'rab. Most nouns are mu'rab. Most nouns, they accept change. Al-kitabu al-kitaba, al-baytu al-bayta al-bayti, Muhammadun Muhammadin Muhammadan, Bilalun Bilalan Bilalin, الفصل الفصل الفصل, السيارة السيارة السيارة, etc. Most nouns are open to being معرب and they are open to the change. والحمد لله. جيد. So we would say that الأسماء كلها معربة. All nouns are معرب and are open to change except الفئات الآتية. Except the following groups. All nouns are open to being mu'rab and they are mu'rab and their endings do change. Walhamdulillah. Except a few groups. And there are seven categories, seven groups of them. I repeat. So with regards to nouns, they are all mu'rab except seven categories. I repeat. With regards to nouns, they are all mu'rabun. معربة الأسماء كلها معربة. Nouns are all معربة. ما عدا الفئات الآتية. Except the following groups. فئات meaning groups. And then the author, he lists 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 and 7 groups. والحمد لله. So يا عبد الله يا أمة الله, the author states, الأسماء كلها معربة ما عدا الفئات الآتية, that all nouns are معربة except the following groups. What are these groups? Number one, الضمائر, pronouns, مثل هو, he, هم, they, أنت, أنتم, أنا, ذهبت, قالوا, etc. Jayid, these are some of the dhamair of raf'. They are some of the dhamair, they are some of the pronouns in a marfu' form. In a marfu' form. Jayid. Then we also have ra'aytuhu, ra'aytuhu, as'aluka, darabani, Ra'aytu hu. You see that who there? That who there is the Dhamir. Ra'aytu, I saw. Ra'aytu hu, I saw him. He's the object. Technically, him being the object, shouldn't it have been with a fatha? Yes, should have been with the fatha. But it will not take a fatha. This is mabni, ra'aytuhu. You don't say ra'aytuha, because that would mean I saw her. Jayid. These concepts in reality, or these words, these sentences, etc., we've already learned them. But we've not really understood maybe the underlying reasoning behind it. We always said ra'aytuhu, I saw him. But if we mentioned the name, we would have said ra'aytu Muhammadan. Muhammadan is the maf'ul bihi, the object, it is mansub. It's simple, walhamdulillah, to understand. But then why in ra'aytu hu? We didn't put a fatha there. The answer being, even though ra'aytu hu, the hu is our maf'ul bihi, is our object, but because it is mabni, because it is not open to changing, that's why it didn't take a fatha. If you understood that, excellent. Another example. As'aluka. As'aluka. I ask you. As'aluka. I ask you. Jayid. The ka there is denoting the person that I am talking to. Jayid. Dharabani. Hit me. Hit me. I am the object. Dharabani. He hit me. But here, we will not put a fatha, etc. I'm the object. We can't put a fatha. This ya mutakallim. This is mabni. Jamil. Other examples. Jayid. Kitabihi. Kitabihi. Hadihi dhamair al-jar. With regards to that which is jarrified. Dhamair. Pronouns which are jarrified. Kitabihi. Ala kitabihi. On his book. Kitabihi. Jayid. Ala kitabihi. Or it could even be kitabuhu. Kitabuhu. Jayid. Forget about anything coming before it. Kitabuhu. His book. Kitabu. Mudaf. Kitabuhu. Who is mudafun ilay. And a mudafun ilay is supposed to be majrurified. But this who here has a dhamma. Why is it having a dhamma? Let's say, for example, if you put his name there, Kitabu Muhammadin, Kitabu Muhammadin. So the Muhammad is mu'rab, it takes the kasra quite clearly and simply. But if it is Kitabuhu, his book, we're saying a who. We're saying who with a dhamma, but it's supposed to be kasrafied. The answer being Kitabuhu, because it is. Because it is mabni. Because it is mabni. Similarly, daftaruha, daftaruha, daftaruha. Ha here is mudafun ilay. Supposed to be kasrafied, majrurified. But because it is this pronoun damir here, it is mabni, and so it will not take any kasra, etc. Ismuka. Ismuka, ismuka, your name, ismuka, your name. The ka technically is our mudafun ilay, supposed to be kasrafied, but will not take. Alayha, 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 same story. The ha there, supposed to be kasrafied, but it is mabni, it's not open to any change. Lana, lana belongs to us. If it was Muhammad, li Muhammadin. Li Muhammadin, li Bilalin, but lana, because we put a pronoun there, lana, the na there, it is mabni and not open to any change. I repeat, all nouns are mu'rab and are open to change at the ends, except seven categories. The first category, pronouns. These pronouns, they will just remain as they are. Example, huwa. Huwa, Jayid. So huwa, 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 huwa. Wow has like a fatha on it, huwa, but it's supposed to be dhammafied. Example, Muhammadun talibun, huwa talibun, Muhammadun talibun, huwa talibun. Huwa, it doesn't have a dhamma there, but we say because huwa is mabni, and so it is fi mahalli raf', it is fi mahalli raf', it is in the state of being raf'ified. Similarly, with regards to whom, al-tullabu, clear, simple, took a dhamma. الطلاب في الفصل. This is mubtada and it is marfu, walhamdulillah. But if we said hum في الفصل, hum في الفصل, we say hum, this is our mubtada and it is in the state of being raf and it cannot take a visible clear dhamma, etc. Why? Because it is mabni, walhamdulillah. Similarly, anta. Anta, anta means you, anta means you, Jayid. And so anta here, it is also mabni. Antum, ana, dhahabtu, qalu, etc. These are all mabni, walhamdulillah, those dhamair pronouns. We read through this rest of them, mashallah. Category number two, asma'ul ishara. Asma'ul ishara, these are our demonstrative pronouns. Hada, hadihi, not open to any change. Thalika, ulaika, whatever position they might be, they will just remain the same. That's the bottom line. If they are in a position where they were supposed to be marfu'ified, they will still remain the same. If they're in a position where they are objects and they were supposed to be mansubified, they will remain the same. If they are supposed to be in a position where they are supposed to be majrurified, they will still remain the same unchanged. Same uniform under all circumstances, except they say here, hadani and hatani. These two can change. Hadani and hatani, they can change. They are exceptions to the exception. Number three, asma'ul mawsula, like alladhi, allati, alladhina. These here, whether they're supposed to be marfu'ified, majrurified, mansubified, they will remain unchanged, they will remain the same. Then we will say they are in the mahal, they are in the state of being majrurified, etc., etc. Jameel, Jameel, Jameel. Asma'ul mawsula. Asma'ul mawsula. We covered that. Exceptions to the exception. Alladhani and allatani. Number four. Asma'ul istifham. Asma'ul istifham. Questioning words. Man. Aina. Ma. Mata. Kayfa. How? They don't change. They don't change. Ba'd al-zuruf. Some of the adverbs like idha. When. If. Al-ana. Al-ana will remain the same under all circumstances. Haythu, wherever, where. Haythu, where. Amsi, yesterday. Remain the same under all circumstances. MashaAllah. Hope that you are now getting the gist of this, MashaAllah. Asma'ul af'al. These are nouns in reality. Asma'ul af'al, they look like a noun, but in reality they do the job of a verb. They look like nouns, but they do the job of a verb. Example, Ameen, O Allah, accept. Uff, like when you are tired, I'm tired of you. Meaning like I'm in pain, Jayid. These here, they don't change. They don't change. Not Amina, Aminu, Amini, no Uffun, Uffan, etc. Jayid. Al-A'dad al-Murakkaba, double barrel numbers. Ahada ashara, ahada ashara, not ahadu, asharu, etc. No, remains the same. Ahada ashara. And so, subhanAllah, in book one, book two, if ever you came across these numbers and these words and you ever thought to yourself, why that Muhammadun, Muhammadin, Muhammadan, they change? Why al-kitabu, al-kitaba, al-kitabi, they change? Why al-faslu, al-fasla, al-fasli, they change? But then there's so many other words, they're not changing. What's going on here? Well, these, now you understand, they are. This is the reasoning, inshallah, because some words in Arabic are mu'rab and other words are mabni and not open to the change. Walhamdulillah, mashallah. And so, ahada ashara, tis'ata ashara, thalatha ashara. But exception to the exception, the first part of ithna ashara, if it's 12, ithna ashara, this one here can change. So, example, yadrusu fil fasli, إِثْنَا عَشَرَ طَالِبًا يَدْرُسُ فِي الْفَصْلِ إِثْنَا عَشَرَ طَالِبًا. So here, إِثْنَا عَشَرَ مَرْفُوعِفَيْد. Then, مَنْسُوبِفَيْد رَأَيْتُ إِثْنَي عَشَرَ طَالِبًا. So here it's changing. The first portion, ithna, ithne, etc. Jayid. The first one being there, yadrusu fil fasli ithna ashara taliban. Ra'aytu ithne ashara taliban. Hada ta'amu li ithne ashara taliban. Excellent. So this ithna, this ithne, this is open to changing, whereas the other numbers don't. Put in its place, for example, 19. Yadrusu fil fasli tis'ata ashara taliban. Not open to any change. I repeat, yadrusu fil fasli ithna ashara taliban. رأيت إثني عشر طالبا هذا الطعام this food لإثني عشر طالبا is for 12 students. And the previous sentence, I saw 12 students. And the previous sentence, studies in the classroom, 12 students. Walhamdulillah. Excellent. So we've understood that, mashallah. We've understood what mu'rab is. We've understood what mabni is. We went through examples of mu'rab. We went through examples of mabni. We also went through the primary signs of mu'rab. The dhamma, the fatha, and the kasra, mashallah. Then we touched upon the fact that when it comes to nouns, all nouns, they are mu'rab, open to change, except seven categories. And we read through the seven categories. And we saw that few of them have some exceptions, insha'Allah. Excellent. Walhamdulillah. Then we move now, insha'Allah, back to those signs. We said, Dhamma, Fatha, Kasra are like the primary signs. You can see it, it's clear, visible, you can touch it, masha'Allah. So we will touch upon the signs of mu'rab now. What are the signs of something is mu'rab? Show me the signs that it is mu'rab. You told me it's mu'rab. You told me it is marfu'. Well, where's the sign that it is marfu'? Well, the sign that it is marfu' could be a primary sign, an original sign, an asli sign. Or it could be a secondary sign. It could be a substitute secondary sign. Or it could be an estimated imagined sign, latent sign. It's not there, but we understand that it is there, invisible, masha'Allah, walhamdulillah. Let's see. Alamatu al-i'rab al-asliyatu wal-far'iyatu. The signs of i'rab, primary and secondary. Alamatu al-i'rab al-asliyatu fil-ism. With regards to nouns, we're only discussing nouns. Later on in lesson one, we will discuss all these matters with regards to verbs. For now, we are with nouns. Excellent. Al-dhammatu. The dhamma is one of the primary signs. Wahiya alamatu raf'i. And it is the sign that the word is marfu'. Excellent. We learned this, walhamdulillah. Al-fathatu. Fatha. Wahiya. And it is alamatu nasbi. It's the sign of nasb. It's the sign of being fathafied. Excellent. Al-kasratu. Wahiya alamatu al-jardi. And the kasra, this is a sign that the word has been jarrified. Like we learned on the previous page, ja'a al-mudarrisu. Al-mudarrisu, it is marfu'. And the sign that it is marfu' is that it has a clear and apparent and visible dhamma. Then, سَأَلْتُ الْمُدَرِّسَ مُدَرِّسَ is our maf'ul bihi, our object. And the sign that it is mansub is that it has a clear and apparent fatha. Primary, original signs, masha'Allah. سَلَّمْتُ عَلَى الْمُدَرِّسِ I gave salam upon the teacher. عَلَى الْمُدَرِّسِ الْمُدَرِّسِ This is ism majroor. It has been majroorified by the agent, which is ala. And its sign that it is majroorified is a clear and apparent kasra. Walhamdulillah. Excellent. You have understood that? MashaAllah. Say Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Jameel. So we're talking about the signs of the i'rab. The signs that it is mu'rab. Primary signs, original signs. Done. Excellent. Moving on. وَهُنَاكَ And there are Alamatun ukhra far'iyyatun. And there are also secondary signs. Secondary signs, five of them insha'Allah. Wahiya fil anwa al-atiya min al-asma. And these secondary signs, so, even though it's majroorified, it's not gonna take a dhamma. I mean, even though it is marfu'ified, it's not gonna take a dhamma. Even though it's gonna be mansubified, it's not going to take a fatha. Even though it is majroorified, it will not take a kasra. It will not take the primary signs. It will take secondary signs for various reasons. That's what we're discussing now. It's going to take secondary signs. Let's see. Five of them, they take these secondary signs. Jam' mu'annath salim. Plural mu'annath salim. Sound feminine plural. Sound feminine plural. Sound feminine plural. Sound feminine plurals. They will take secondary signs. Alamatun nasb fihi al-kasra. Alamatun nasb fihi al-kasra. The sign that it is mansub. The sign that it is mansub will be a kasra. Alamatun nasb. So when it comes to sound feminine plurals, only when it was supposed to be mansubified, here it will not take a fatha, it will not take an original sign. But rather it will take a kasra instead. Subhanallah, you are mansubified, you are supposed to take a fatha, one of the original signs, but he says, I can't. Why? Because I am jam mu'annath salim. I am sound feminine plural. I'm allergic to a clear and apparent fatha. I will take a kasra instead. Example. Khalaqallahu. Khalaqa, past tense, verb. Allahu, Allah is our fa'il. Allah is the doer. Allah created. Allah is the fa'il, marfu'. Wa alamatu raf'ihi dhamma al-zahira. And the sign that it is marfu' is that it has a clear and apparent dhamma. Walhamdulillah. Khalaqallahu as-samawati. As-samawati, as-samawati wal-arda, as-samawati wal-arda, samawat. This is a plural, sound feminine plural. It is supposed to have taken a fatha because it's the object. Allah created what? Allah created the heavens and the earth. You can see wal-arda, arda has a fatha because it's not allergic to the fatha. It took the original fatha sign without any problem. Arda, no problem at all. If we had to add on to this here, khalaqallahu samawati wal arda wal insana. And insan. Insan took the fatha without any problem. But then why is there an issue with samawati? Because it's a sound feminine plural. It will not take a fatha in the mansub form, rather it will take a kasra. Excellent. So it's taking a secondary sign. That's all, that's all. This lesson in reality, just for you to understand these matters, that you might ponder, subhanallah, I learned that if a word is maf'ul bihi, if it is the object, then it is mansub, and then if it's mansub, it's supposed to take a fatha, but then why is this samawati not taking a fatha? Well, the reason is because it is a sound feminine plural, and it doesn't take the original primary sign, which is the fatha, but it will take a secondary sign. Secondary sign, which will be its kasra. So we would say, samawati is our maf'ul bihi. It is mansub. Wa alamatu nasbihi. It is mansub. And the sign that it is mansub is a kasra. Because it is jam mu'annath salim. I repeat, we say samawati, it is maf'ul bihi, it is mansub, wa alamatu nasbihi, and the sign that it is mansub is a kasra, which is a secondary sign. Kasra because it is jam' mu'annath salim, because it is sound feminine plural, walhamdulillah. Whereas arda, it is maf'ul bihi, it is mansub, wa alamatu nasbihi, al-fatha al-zahira, a clear and apparent fatha. Excellent. Moving on. Number two. Mamnu'un min as-sarf. Mamnu'un min as-sarf, those which are diptotes, they are also allergic. They are also allergic to something. What? Alamatu jar fihi al-fatha. They're allergic to kasras. Diptotes are allergic to kasras. Wa alamatu jarrihi fihi al-fatha. And instead of taking a kasra, when it was supposed to be majrurified, it will take a fatha instead. Wa alamatu jarrihi fihi al-fatha. Example. Idhab ila fir'auna. Idhab, go. Ila, to. Harf of jar. Then fir'auna is our ism majrur. It has been majrurified. Ism majrur. But wa alamatu jarrihi, and the sign that it is majrurified is not a kasra, because it's allergic to a kasra. Alamatu jarrihi Fatha. Fatha. The sign that it is majrurified is a fatha here. لِأَنَّهُ مَمْنُوعٌ مِنَ الصَّرْفِ. Because it is a diptote. Because it is مَمْنُوعٌ مِنَ الصَّرْفِ. Excellent. Let's put another name there. اِذْهَبْ إِلَى فَاطِمَةَ. Go to Fatima. Fatima, we would say Fatimata. This is اسم مجرور وعلامة جره الفتحة. لأنه ممنوع من الصرف. Female names, they are ممنوع من الصرف. If you put Bilal there, اذهب إلى بلال. بلال, no issue. بلال, it is مجرور وعلامة جره كسرة. Without any problem, kasra, zahira, simple, original sign, walhamdulillah. So did you understand now that we talked about original primary signs? Now we are discussing five which don't take an original primary sign. Rather, they will take a secondary sign because there's a special reason behind it. First one was sound feminine, plural. Number two, mamnu'un min as-sarf. Number three, asma'ul khamsa. Asma'ul khamsa. These five special nouns. Example. Abuka. Abu. Akhu. Hamu. Fu and dhu. These five words here. Akhuka. Hamuka. Fuka. Dhu. Kullu al-alamat fiha far'iyya. All of the signs, etc. They are secondary signs. Example. Alamatu raf' al-waw. Alamatu raf' al-waw. Ja'a abuka. Originally it was abun. Abun. Where did we pull out this waw from, etc.? Well, in the marfu from, we will bring in a waw. Originally was abun, we make it abu. The second one. Originally was abun. Alamatu nasb al-alif. We add in an alif. Example. A'rifu abaka. I know your father. Object. We brought in an alif. Alamatul jar. Is a ya, we bring in a ya. Aina sayaratu abika. So these, we call them asma'ul khamsa, these five words. Abun, akhun, hamun, fu, dhu, famun, dhu, etc. When they are supposed to be marfu'ified, they will take a waw. When they are supposed to be mansubified, they will take an alif. When they are supposed to be majrurified, they will take a ya. Excellent. So we would say, for example, aja'a abuka. Did your father come? Aja'a abuka. Abuka here is the fa'il, is the doer. So we would say, fa'il marfu' wa alamatu raf'ihi, and the sign that it is marfu' is the presence of the waw, because it is from the asma'ul khamsa, wa alamatu raf'ihi waw, wa alamatu raf'ihi, and the sign that it is marfu is the presence of the waw. Why? Because it is from the asma'ul khamsa. Jayyid. Tu'rabu al asma'ul khamsa bihadihi al alamat idha kanat mudafatan ila ghayr ya mutakallim. And so this is how we deal with the asma'ul khamsa. When they are بهذه العلامات إذا كانت مضافة إلى غير يا متكلم. If they are مضاف to other than a يا متكلم. وإلا أعربت بالعلامات الأصلية. But if, for example, it has been مضافت to a يا متكلم, then in that circumstance, it will use the original sign. Example. لي أخون. I have a brother. So here we operate with the normal Dhamma. سألتُ أخان. أخان. I asked your brother. أخان here, what's this? Takes the fatha normally. أنتَكَ أخين. You are like my brother. You are like a brother. أنتَكَ أخين. And so here it takes the kasra. So if there's the يا متكلم, denoting the first person, then there's no issue. It takes the original. Otherwise, it takes the secondary. Excellent. Number four. جمع مذكر سالم. Masculine sound plural. Masculine sound plural. كل العلامات فيه فرعية. All of the signs related to it are secondary signs. Example. علامة رفع is wow. The sign that it is مرفوعified, it is a wow. Sign that it is مرفوعified is wow. Example. مدرسون. مدرسون. So we will find مدرسون, then مدرسين, and then مدرسين, inshallah. So in the marfu form, we say mudarrisuna. In the mansub form, we say mudarrisina. We learned this. And in the majroor form, we say mudarrisina again. So if they had to ask, where's the reasoning behind it? We say, well, دَخَلَ الْمُدَرِّسُونَ entered the teachers. مُدَرِّسُونَ is our fa'il. And the fa'il is marfu'. And مُدَرِّسُونَ is marfu'. And the sign that it is marfu' is the presence of the waw. Presence of the waw. Why? Because it is jam مُذَكَّر salim. It will not take a dhamma, etc. Rather, we bring in the waw. And why? Because it is jam مذكر سالم. And it in its mansub form, سألت المدرسين. I asked the teachers. مدرسين, the object. سألت المدرسة, if it was one. سألت المدرسين. And so here we would say that it is mansub, وعلامة نصبه, the presence of the يا, because it is جمع مذكر سالم. And then جرفيد, هذه غُرْفَةُ الْمُدَرِّسِينَ. These are the rooms of the teachers. هَذِهِ غُرْفَةُ. This is the room of the teachers. This is the teacher's room. This is the one room of the teachers. هَذِهِ غُرْفَةُ الْمُدَرِّسِينَ. And so here we say مُدَرِّسِينَ. This is مَجْرُور. It is اسم غُرْفَةُ الْمُدَرِّسِينَ. It is مُضَافٌ إِلَيْهِ. And it is مَجْرُور. وَعَلَامَةُ جَرِّهِ the ya. Because it is جمع مذكر سالم. والحمد لله ما شاء الله. So I hope you've understood now that certain words we use the original sign. Some words, because of certain reasonings, then we use secondary signs. And number 5 of that, المثنى, duals. كل العلامات فيه فرعية. All of the signs with regards to it are secondary. علامة رفع is the alif. غابة طالباني. Absent two students. One student, غَابَ طَالِبٌ, غَابَ طَالِبٌ. But if two, غَابَ طَالِبَانِ, 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 two students. And so the sign that it is مَرْفُو, it's the فَاعِل مَرْفُو, وَعَلَامَةُ رَفْعِهِ, the alif. Why? Because it is مُثَنَّى dual. Excellent. Number 2. طَلَبَ الْمُدِيرُ طَالِبَيْنِ. The principal requested two students. They are the ones who were requested. They are the maf'ul bihi. They are the object. طلب المدرس طالبين. طالبين is mansub. وعلامة نصبه. And the sign that it is mansub is the presence of the ya. Why? Because it is مثنى. It's dual. Next one. هذه غرفة. هذه الغرفة. This room. هذه الغرفة لطالبين. This room belongs to two students. لِطَالِبَيْنِ is ism majroor. The lam made it majroor. So it's ism majroor. And عَلَامَةُ جَرِّهِ, the sign that it is majroor, is the presence of the ya. Why? Because it is مُثَنَّى. It's in the dual form. وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ تَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ. We only have one matter left بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. We talked about the علامات. Alamat could be asliya, could be the original primary signs, or the signs could be secondary signs. And we talked about the 5 secondary signs upon certain circumstances. We discussed, for example, jam' mu'annath salim, mamnu'un min as-sarf, allergic to the kasra. We talked about asma'ul khamsa. We talked about jam' mudhakkar salim, masculine sound plural. And lastly, the duals. Here, in certain circumstances, they do not take the original, rather they take the secondary signs. Walhamdulillah. Then the last one, this is al-i'rab al-taqdiri. Al-i'rab al-taqdiri, this is latent ending, that it's estimated, it's not visible, we understand it to be in such and such state. We'll give an example and we will end off bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. لا تظهر علامات الإعراب في ثلاثة أنواع من الأسماء. 3 types of nouns that you don't find an original primary sign. Nor do you even find secondary sign. It's not like, well, the dhamma is not there. And we put a kasra instead. No, it's not anything like that. There's no mafi, not there. فَتُقَدَّرُ فِيهَا الْعَلَامَاتِ. And so we estimate the signs. وَهَذِهِ الْأَنْوَاعِ. These are al-maqsoor, nouns which are maqsoor, and nouns which are called manqus. والمضاف إلى يا متكلم, and those which have been مضافت to the يا متكلم. example with regards to maqsoor. Huwa al-ismu al-mu'rab alladhi akhiruhu alifun lazimatun. That which ends with this alif. Example, mustashfa. So mustashfa. This here, it is not open to taking a primary sign, not open to taking a secondary sign. It's just how it is. And we will understand it to be and imagine it to be marfu' or mansub or majroor. Another example, al-fata, al-asa, mustashfa, hospital, al-fata, young lad, and asa is a stick. Example, qatal al-fata al-af'a bil-asa, qatal al-fata, the boy killed, the young lad killed. So fata is our dua, is marfu', right? It's supposed to be marfu'. But it cannot take a clear dhamma, nor can it take a fatha or a kasra or any secondary sign. So what happens? We say that alamatu raf'ihi dhammatun muqaddaratun. That its sign is a dhamma which is invisible. It is estimated. So qatala is our past tense verb. Al-fata, the young lad, is our fa'il. It is marfu' wa alamatu raf'ihi dhamma muqaddara. Why? Because it is a maqsoor noun. Al-af'a. Al-af'a, this is our, af'a is our, is like a snake. Af'a is our, is our, is our maf'ul bihi, is our object. That's what he killed. That's what the young lad killed. And so the af'a, we will say, it is, mansoob, wa alamatu nasbihi, fathatun muqaddara. We can't put a fatha there, nor can we put a secondary sign, etc. Because of how the word is, it ends with this like, alif, etc. It is maqsoor, and so we say that alamatu nasbihi, fathatun muqaddara. It's an imagined, invisible, invisible fatha. Excellent. Jameel. Bil asa, asa, the ba, ba, so it's supposed to be ism majroor. So we say asa is an ism majroor. Wa alamatu jardihi kasratun muqaddara. It's also taking a kasra which is muqaddara, imagined, because it is allergic to a original primary sign. It is also allergic to a secondary sign because of the type of word it is. And so it will take an estimated, latent, imagined kasra. Walhamdulillah, mashaAllah, tabarakAllah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, we will stop here bi-ithnillahi ta'ala due to time constraints. But before we end, a little bit of vocab insha'Allah. The word Jahannam, Jahannam means hell. Jahannam, by the way, is a feminine word and it means hell. The word Jawabun, Jawab means a response, a reply, an answer. Jawab, Ajwibatun is the plural. Jayid, Ajwibatun, somebody proposed and they are waiting for the Jawab. They are waiting for the answer, insha'Allah. The word Jarun, Jarun, Jar, Jiran. Plural, jar, jiran, this is your neighbor, walhamdulillah. And as for a prophetic maxim, then just before we end insha'Allah, the prophetic hadith where the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states that, مَا أُعْطِيَ أَحَدٌ عَطَاءً خَيْرًا وَأَوْسَعُ مِنَ الصَّبْرِ. That nobody has been given any sort of gift, any sort of thing, greater than patience. مَا أُعْطِيَ أَحَدٌ عَطَاءً. Nobody has been given any ata, any sort of like gift, etc. خَيْرًا, better than, وَأَوْسَعُ, and more beneficial, أَوْسَعُ, better, مِنَ الصَّبْر, than صَبْر, subhanAllah. The matter of صَبْر, يَا عَبْدَ اللَّهِ, يَا أَمَتَ اللَّهِ. When we have patience, خَيْر and baraka comes to us. But when we are impatient, when we are hasty, then disasters befall us one after the other. And if a disaster befalls us and we do not show صَبْر, then subhanAllah, it's not like that disaster is going to disappear by you not showing sabr. Under all circumstances, the disaster is there. It's befallen you. Your house has been flooded. But now, by you screaming and shouting and going crazy, etc., will that help in any way? No. Rather, you have sabr and you get your reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if you are like, whoa, and why, and how, and but, and why my house, and always my house, then there will be no reward. The believer, he gets rewarded even by the pricking of a thorn. Only if sabr was sabr was shown. But if no sabr was shown, then you will not be rewarded. Right? Allah mentions in the Noble Quran, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Allah will grant to those who have sabr بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ, without any sort of fixed amount. Allah will give and give and give ajr and reward to those who had sabr. Walhamdulillah. So Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, an important maxim. And if we look into the life of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his life was a life of sabr, subhanallah. You go through a relationship disaster, the matter of sabr. You make a loss in your business, a matter of sabr. You have a kid who is ill. You have a kid who has some sort of illness, etc. You yourself have an illness, etc. Sabr, subhanallah. Because your reward is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, this dunya is not the dunya, is not the place for us to get our rewards. The rewards we get in the hereafter. This dunya is the place for the test. Place for the test. Don't expect your rewards in this dunya. Oh, I was so good. Why do I get this X, Y, Z, etc.? Why am I going through the tough times? No. Your jaza, you will get in the hereafter. The dunya is a place of imtihan, a place of tests, etc. Jayid? And so, when we go through these trials and tribulations and these tests, then we should observe sabr. May Allah make us from amongst those who are the sabireen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah mentions in the Noble Quran, Inna Allaha ma'a sabireen. Do you not want Allah to be with you? Inna Allaha, Allah is with. Inna harfu nasb tawkeed. Indeed, surely, no doubt, Inna Allaha, Allah is mansub. Allah is in, because of the inna. Inna Allaha ma'a sabireen. Allah is with who? With the sabireen. With those who have sabr. Walhamdulillah. May Allah be with all of us. May Allah grant us khair and barakah. May Allah bless us and grant us the best in this world and in the hereafter. Until we meet again. Barakallahu feekum. Hada wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.